Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The NJT strike is on, with members of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen now walking the picket line after they walked off the job at midnight. Let's start our 1010 Winds coverage with Glenn Shuck.
And so that picket line you were talking about here, not much to it, actually. Outside of Newark Penn, there's just four people walking the picket line here so far. Pretty eerie to see Newark Penn Station as quiet as it is. Of course, Jersey Transit trains at a standstill. New Jersey Transit President Chris Kalluri explaining exactly what's available to commuters this morning.
What will run in the strike now? Amtrak will continue to run. PATH will continue to run. Our buses will continue to run. Our access link will continue to run. Light rail systems will continue to run, and the ferries will continue to run.
Now, as for the union, their chairman, Tom Haas, saying Jersey Transit management walked out of negotiations late last night.
We completely understand the impact that a strike can and will have on all the commuters of New Jersey. But ultimately, let's be clear, this rests at the feet of New Jersey Transit. They could have avoided this.
Now, the governor and Jersey Transit President Kalluri will hold a press conference. You mentioned it. It's going to be in Aberdeen at the Aberdeen Matawan Station in Monmouth County at 10. And I was just told moments ago that the union will actually be speaking probably between 8 and 9 this morning. So we'll hear what they have to say from Newark. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at Newark Penn Station.
Well, with some 350,000 commuters now looking for a plan B to get where you need to be, for many that B is trying to hop a bus. Our Amanda Alexander at Secaucus Junction with that part of the story.
It's a little quiet right now, but we're expecting to hear from some riders very soon. But let's talk about folks that were almost immediately affected by the strike at Newark Penn Station. As we know, New Jersey Transit totes about 350,000 commuters every single day. But New Yorkers like Melissa were stuck at Newark Penn Station just last night, and she really just wanted to get back to Jersey.
Some people have to be into work at a more specific time than I do. I think they have to figure something out.
And John says he'll just have to get up earlier to take the PATH.
I just got
to
get up earlier, an hour or two earlier.
And Michael says it is an inconvenience, but he's remaining very hopeful.
I just hope that cooler heads prevail, and I hope that they're able to figure out what they actually want and come to some conclusions.
Now, keep in mind, folks, New Jersey Transit says they will have limited bus service, but they can't handle New Jersey Transit train numbers. So work home if you can. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Secaucus Junction.
Yeah, stay with 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM throughout the morning for the very latest, including in traffic and transit on the ones. And as we've been telling you, we're also expecting an update from Governor Murphy and the head of NJT at 10 o'clock. 1010 Winds will carry that live. Glenn just telling us the union may speak ahead of that, so keep it locked right here. A warning from the Long Island Railroad about possible service disruptions. Next Friday, Amtrak to begin that three-year project that will involve closing two of the four tubes at the East River Tunnel. This is to fix damage from more than 12 years ago from Hurricane Sandy. But the LIRR warns that the plan will leave very little wiggle room in the event of unexpected problems. As concertgoers figure out how they're going to get to the Shakira show at MetLife Stadium, New York sports fans are looking at the biggest sports day in the city in 31 years. And you've got a tough decision to make tonight. Basketball semifinals or a Subway Series? Our Glenn Shuck has been weighing the options.
So we got a lot going on. We got Mets-Yankees. We got the Knicks, you know, could close it out. We've got Shakira. All that. So what's your agenda for Friday?
Well, it's probably not Shakira, but it might
be. Are you sure?
Well, no, I'm not sure.
You're a young guy on a Friday night. You must have, you don't have a date or something else better to do?
No, nothing better to do than watch the Knicks. That's all I could say.
Yeah, well, those looking to snag last-minute tickets to the Knicks game, you'll have to dig deep. The lowest-priced ones are going for $644. Top tickets selling for more than $28,000. Diddy's ex grilled by the defense at his sex trafficking trial.
The defense sought to portray Cassie Ventura as a jealous woman frustrated that after many years, she was never part of Sean's family and only his side girl. Ventura even acknowledged describing herself as insanely jealous, especially after learning that Combs continued his relationship with a woman named Gina, although he said she wasn't in the picture anymore. Diddy's lawyers also noted text messages where he was solicitous of Ventura, asking her if she was okay with having freak-offs and when. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Justin Bieber is breaking his silence in the Combs case. The rap mogul helped Bieber break into the music industry when he was just 15 years old. Bieber's rep tells TMZ he was not a victim of Combs, but there are others who were. The statement reads, shifting focus away from that reality detracts from the justice these victims rightly deserve. Well, he's made headlines with his Broadway hit, and now George Clooney is bringing Good Night and Good Luck to CNN. Yeah, a live performance of the show will air on the news network on June 7th. It'll also stream on CNN.com with discussions about the show and the state of journalism in general, both before and after. Clooney says it will likely be available to stream later, but where, he does not yet know. Meantime, hundreds of local school kids got to see the show for free. Clooney spoke to them directly after the curtain call.
We're an interesting country. History doesn't go in a straight line, right? And it's constantly changing, and we mess up a lot. And we failed, and we have all, as adults, failed, and we've succeeded, and we're going to continue to try to do that. But you are our future, and we need you.
Yeah, the show posted that on Instagram. The final performance of Good Night and Good Luck is June 8th. After that, Clooney says he's looking to take it on the road to both London and Paris. A first in New York City, where City Council Majority Leader Amanda Faris will cut the ribbon today on the first ever dog park at a NYCHA complex. She tells 1010 Winds this will be at the Castle Hill campus in the Bronx.
The project goes beyond building just a new park. It's really been about investing in public housing communities with the same care and dignity that we do across New York City.
The money comes from a $3.2 million initiative funded by the Helmsley Charitable Trust that aims at creating more open spaces at NYCHA sites in both the Bronx and Brooklyn.
It's really been about finding the ways to create the safe spaces for all families, especially those that are inclusive of our pets, to play, relax, connect, and find safe spaces to do so.
And who will be at today's big ribbon cutting? None other than Simon, the honorary dog mayor of New York City. We've got an update on congestion pricing this morning. A federal judge says an accidentally released internal memo from the U.S. Attorney's Office questioning the legality of the Trump DOT arguments against it cannot be used as part of the MTA's case to keep the cameras on. I know, a little confusing. So let's unpack it.
Columbia Law School professor Michael Girard, who supports congestion pricing, said the MTA may not be able to cite the memo.
But the court already knows that that happened, and you can't force yourself to forget something that you already know.
Retired New York State Supreme Court Justice and anti-congestion pricing advocate Catherine Freed said the memo did not address the program's negative influence on the city.
They should have done an economic assessment of the impact on businesses and employees in the state of New York before they okayed the law.
That is the basis of a state lawsuit to stop congestion pricing that's still moving through the courts. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A rally this morning at City Hall to push for Penny's Law. State Assembly member Jennifer Rajkumar telling 1010 Winds this is named for that chihuahua who was nearly mauled to death by two pit bulls on the Upper West Side. Video showed the owners of those dogs appearing to do nothing to help. Well, the law would hold reckless dog owners accountable when their pets cause harm to other animals.
We have to stop this from happening, because anyone who has known the love of a dog knows they are like family. And the fact that it is not a crime for someone to let their dog kill or injure your family member is a glaring injustice that needs fixing now.
Well, the same dogs in the attack on Penny are believed to have killed another dog earlier this year in Central Park. Today's rally will start at 10 a.m. We'll talk about using up one of your nine lives. A Huntington woman had pulled her car up to her home following a drive from Melville when she heard screams coming from the engine. Turns out a roughly five-week-old kitten had taken a five-mile ride. She and several neighbors, including John DeBacker of Long Island Cat Kitten Solution, tried to get the kitty out but couldn't. They called a mechanic and voila.
I'll be ready to grab him.
Ready? Very slowly. Yeah.
Okay.
There he is. You got him. You got him.
Hey, baby.
Oh, yeah, that's from video posted to Facebook. One of the neighbors is now fostering the kitten, who has been named Cinnamon Roll.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.